Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and it's great to have you here on this Tuesday edition of our program. We heard yesterday the beginning of a fantastic series, really based on one of the most important truths to come out of the life of Derek Prince, and that was on the theme of hope. You know, I had the privilege of writing Derek's biography, and I was so struck by what a hopeless being he was before he found Jesus Christ. You know, really, he was living out the Ecclesiastes existence. In Ecclesiastes, King Solomon is looking for the meaning of wisdom. He's looking for fulfillment. So Solomon went after all the pleasures he could, all the pleasures of women and wine and song and buildings and knowledge and libraries and construction projects and all of those sort of pursuits. And he ultimately said they're empty. They don't fulfill a man. And he concluded that a man ought to love God. He ought to do the will of God. He ought to be patient under the sovereignty of God. Well, Derek was very much like that. Derek was living in England between the two world wars, World War I and World War II, and he was a very hopeless man. Now, he too gave himself to pleasure. He drank, he caroused, he did a lot of things looking for fulfillment, looking for meaning. But he had, I think as a very honest man, he had plumbed the depths of human experience and not found the meaning of life in the human alone. And what happened was when he found Jesus, he found the relationship that not only is the meaning of life, but is the source of hope. And so as a result, he was able to share the message of hope with millions worldwide. Well, that's why I value this teaching so much, because it's not just something academic that he dug out of a book and some Greek words. It's something that he has lived and had victory over and now is able to feed us with. So let's listen as Derek Prince talks to us about hope.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I pointed out that in the Christian life, there are three abiding realities, three things that always remain: faith, hope, and love. And I pointed out certain characteristics of each. Faith produces work, action. Faith without actions is a dead faith. So it's characteristic of faith that it acts. Love produces labor, that is hard, sacrificial, self-giving work on behalf of others. Love does not just lounge around and use polite religious cliches. Love rolls up its sleeves and gets to work where the work is hardest. That's characteristic of love. And hope produces steadfastness, or alternatively you can say endurance or perseverance. So those are the three characteristics of those three abiding realities. Faith produces action, love produces labor, and hope produces steadfastness or endurance or perseverance. And if you don't have that perseverance, you're very liable to lose the benefits of the other two, of faith and love. Then I pointed out yesterday that hope is the direct outcome of the new birth. Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So notice that it's the new birth that brings us into this living hope, not just dead theology or theory, but a living, vibrating anticipation. And it's all based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's where hope triumphed. When Jesus rose from the dead, that was the victory of hope over hopelessness. Then I also pointed out yesterday that hope must continue complete until the consummation of our salvation. I quoted Peter again, 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, gird your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we have to keep on hoping steadily and firmly, completely, until our hope is consummated by the revelation, the appearing of Jesus Christ. That is the focus of our hope. In my talk today, I'm going to explain the relationship between faith and hope. And this is something very important. I've discovered and experienced through ministering to many people that many Christians confuse faith with hope and hope with faith. Let me just say by way of introduction this. Faith is in the present. Hope is in the future. If you have a faith which is only in the future, you really don't have faith. You have hope, but not faith. I say to people, do you believe God can do this? And they say, I believe he will. But something in their voice tells me they're really hoping. The results that are promised to faith do not follow from hope. Each is important, but neither is a substitute for the other. Now let's look at the definition of faith, which also includes hope, in Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval, that is, the Old Testament saints. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Now there's a lot of very important statements there. First of all, notice that faith is a substance. It's not just a theory, it's not just theology, it's not just doctrine. You can have all those without having faith. But faith is a substance. The Greek word means the underlying basis or foundation of something. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So hope, to be real, has to be built on faith. And then notice that faith is based on that which is not seen. Faith is ultimately based on the Word of God. And faith appropriates the fact that the whole universe was brought into being by the Word of God, so that things which we can see were not made out of things which can be seen. And so faith is based in the unseen, eternal reality of God's Word. And hope, in turn, is based on faith.
You know, the powerful truth about hope is that God would not tell us to hope, which really is to anchor our soul in the good things to come, unless there were in fact good things to come. I mean, a parent doesn't tell a child, hey, look forward to Christmas, great things are coming your way, and then nothing comes. A parent tells a child, hope, hang on, good things are going to happen, because the parent's going to make sure that those good things happen. And God is going to make sure that good things happen for us. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday. Derek began yesterday a series on the subject of hope, one of the great truths to come out of his life. Listen for this sentence in the next little bit of Derek's teaching. The only hope that is guaranteed its fulfillment is that hope which is based on genuine faith, a powerful truth. Let's listen.
And then, as I said already, but it never does any harm to say it again because it's so important, faith is here and now. Faith is a substance. Faith is something we really have right now. But hope, based on that faith, looks to the future. Don't confuse them, because God has promised results to faith which are not promised to hope. It's very important to see also that hope is only valid when it's based on faith, and faith in turn is based on the Word of God. So the ultimate basis of both faith and hope is the Word of God. A lot of people think they have hope, and they may justifiably use the word, but it's not in line with the scriptural use of the word hope. We are only entitled to use the word hope if we are talking in terms of Scripture, when our hope is based on a real, present substance of faith. Any other kind of hope is mere wishful thinking. It's possible it may be fulfilled, but there's no guarantee. The only hope that is guaranteed its fulfillment is that hope which is based on genuine faith. So bear in mind again, faith is in the present. Faith is a substance. Faith is here and now. Faith is based on the unseen reality of the Word of God. Hope, in turn, is based on that faith. The kind of hope that's based on genuine faith is guaranteed fulfillment. But any other kind of hope is no better than wishful thinking. Now let me just add to that a personal definition of hope. This is how I understand hope as it's used in the Bible. Hope is a serene, confident expectation of good. I'll say that again. Hope is a serene, confident expectation of good. Hope is both serene and confident. Now, I want to emphasize something about hope, which I've already touched on, but I want to bring it out more clearly and more fully. And it is this: the ultimate focus of all true hope is the return of Jesus Christ in glory. Listen to what Paul says in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. So the last verse is what you might call the punchline. That's the explanation of all that goes before. We are looking for the blessed hope, the blessed hope, the ultimate hope of all Christians that stretches beyond time and out into eternity. What is that blessed hope? It's the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. And notice that Paul calls Jesus our great God. Now let's look at the results of this hope of the appearing of Jesus Christ as they are manifested in our lives in this present age. Let's go back to the previous words of Paul. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us. Notice grace instructs us. Grace has authority. What does it instruct us to do? To deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Why do we live that way? Because we're looking forward to a new age. We're looking forward to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be ready when He comes. We don't want to be ashamed before His presence. So this hope motivates us to godly living. It's the greatest single motivation presented in the New Testament to godly living. The Apostle John says in his first epistle, "Everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he," Jesus Christ, "is pure." This hope leads to self-purifying. It affects the way we live, if it's real, if it's based on a substance of real faith. So there's evidence in the life of every person who really has this hope. He's purifying himself. He's denying ungodliness and worldly desires. He's living sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. That's the first effect of this hope of the appearing of the glory of Jesus Christ. The second is related to it. Having this hope releases us from the bondage of time. We're no longer slaves of just a few years of life. We are looking forward to eternity. We don't get affected by the disasters and the troubles of things in time as other people do, because they have nowhere else to look. They're circumscribed. They're shut up in just the few years that God gives us on this life. For us who have this glorious hope, these few years are just a period of preparation for eternity. So having this hope has a tremendous effect on the way we live. In fact, when we look at people who say they have the hope, we have a right to question whether they really have it, unless they live this way.
You know, I don't know of any scripture to inspire hope quite like that great scripture in Psalm 27 and verse 13 that Derek just read to us. I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What a powerful and transforming hope that we are given as God tells us he's going to do awesome things, not just in this life, but in the life to come. That's our hope, no matter what our circumstances. We've got a special guest coming up, so stay with us as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday. I told you we'd have a special guest in the studio, and we do. My friend and one of the producers of the show, David Holland. Dave, great to have you here today.
Thanks, Stephen. Hi.
One of the things you do so well is bring us testimonies and information about how the ministry is impacting people around the world. Tell us about this gentleman.
Well, he really is an extraordinary person who's being used by God to do extraordinary things in some very, very difficult places. I'm talking about a gentleman named Valeri Solon, who is the director of Derek Prince Ministries Outreach to the former Soviet Union, which is a really immense place to start with, and some places that are fairly Islamic and dangerous places to minister. Valeri is a very, very interesting guy, and really excited to share his story and some of his insights with our listeners today.
I was born in the south of the former Soviet Union. This state right now is known as Azerbaijan, which is bordering Iran. And for the last 20 years, I live in Estonia. I came to the Lord in 1989. And at that time, I was a police officer. Well, probably a good term for this would be secret police. And I never heard at that time about the gospel and Jesus. And I came to the Lord in a result of my direct meeting with Jesus, wow. Not through somebody's testimony, not through somebody was witnessing to me about Jesus. It was somebody just gave me a book about Bible and science. And I started to pray. And I had a vision that was very dramatic for me because I quit my job. And I started to pray a lot to this person that was revealed to me in that vision, to Jesus.
Now, Valeri, let me make sure I understand what you just told us. You were had been an atheist and growing up in an atheistic culture, and you had a vision, a being manifested itself to you that you later found out that Jesus had basically in a vision had manifested himself to you. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Later on, I met Christians that confirmed me that what I saw is something very much related to the Bible. So that's how I got my first Bible at that time. And shortly after I came to the Lord, somebody gave me the book, Foundation Series, just for a few days. And it was a real revelation that impacted me very much. I really wanted my own copy. So I wrote a letter to Derek Prince Ministries asking them to send me a copy. And in a couple of months, I've got this copy, so I studied it. And then I wrote them back, are there any other materials available by this author? Because it's such a great thing. And I really started to feed myself with Derek's teaching on a constant basis. And then later afterwards, the Lord called me to a full-time ministry and to a publishing of Christian materials.
Mm. Amazing. Now, you mentioned that the book you were given was the Foundation Series. And beyond that, you went on to other Derek Prince books. I'd be interested in knowing when you met Derek Prince for the first time and hearing about that.
In 1992, I first met Derek and DPM workers in Germany at Karlsruhe Conference. So since that time, I was publishing and producing Derek Prince's books. And in 1993, we had Derek Prince in person in Russia, speaking at the conference in Moscow. And DPM asked me if I would really represent Derek Prince Ministries to the Russian-speaking world and within the borders of the former Soviet Union. So since then, we were translating, producing Derek Prince's materials, and at the moment, over 40 book titles, over 300 audios, and over 80 videos are available in Russian language. And many books are available in many other languages of the former Soviet Union, like Armenian, Georgian, Estonian, Kazakh, Kyrgyz, Ukrainian, and other languages.
Absolutely amazing. Tell me now about what you're up to these days. What's going on? What are your current activities? And what's the primary focus of your part of the Derek Prince International world?
One of the marks of Derek Prince Ministry is to train and equip and raise up leaders, because Derek Prince's voice was heard for many years, even during the Iron Curtain was still in place, you know. And we didn't lose this legacy, because even until now, we continue invest into leaders into many regions, especially within the last 3 or 4 years. It was one of our priority to impact Islamic nations.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Those peripheral former Soviet Union republics that are, where Islam is so much dominant in the culture. What an important place for that work to be taking place right now, particularly in the world in which we live. If you could say anything to our Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners right now, if there's anything you would want them to know, what would you say to them?
I really would like to thank everyone who prayed even one prayer for these countries. I am discovering quite often people in America even not even heard of particular nations in the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. And quite often Lord supernaturally led them to find out what is the nation is out there and what kind of difficulties people are going there practicing Christian faith. So I really want to thank from the depth of my heart everyone who gave or who really prayed for our work there. We live in the last days. Time is very short that we can invest into his harvest, do something for him. And because I really believe we live in the end times and the times of the end harvest. And we, all of us, we are called by the scriptures to participate in the harvesting this end times harvest.
Really remarkable individual, and someone who God is using in really amazing ways, Stephen.
You know, Dave, a great deal of what motivates you and me regarding this show is the fact that we're not just interested in it being a broadcast, that we want it to be a mobilizer. We want it to rally troops. We want people to hear it, and then we want them to act. And the fact that there's a connection between what's going out over the airwaves of Derek teaching today on hope and what Valerie's doing overseas, because people are giving, because people are mobilized by this broadcast, this program, to make a difference in the world for Jesus Christ, that's thrilling to me, and that's one of the things we're really about here.
That's exactly right, and it's such a good feeling to know that right here, in middle of America, right here in the United States, you can be a part of being right on the very front lines of training up believers, discipling them, training ministers, and raising them up in some of the most difficult, inaccessible parts of the world.
Well, that thrills me, especially that this broadcast can be a trumpet call to that kind of action. Well, Dave, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.